You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Join Karen Rizzo as she shares her true and inspiring stories of angel encounters and their divine messages. As an established author, spiritual coach, medium, and public speaker, her desire is to inspire others and to remind us we are all one, guided, divinely loved, and never alone. Karen will inspire you to shine your lights brighter than ever to align you with your soul. The time for belief and healing begins now. Here's Karen.
Hello, welcome to the Law of Attraction Network. I'm Karen Cesario Rizzo, your host of Lights Up, coming to you from beautiful Sweet Home Chicago. It's spring here and it's spring everywhere, and spring is a great time to start planting those seeds. Let's do it. All right. So for those who don't know me, I'm an author, spiritual life coach, intuitive, light worker, channeler, medium, and a passionate believer. I believe in angels, angels who have led me, protected me, and guided me my entire life. I'm a firm believer in the law of attraction, and I've worked so hard and try to learn so much and continue to learn how to incorporate those laws into so many areas of my life. And through this, all that I've learned, I've manifested not just my dreams and desires, but blessings I've never considered. There are things that I have manifested that I didn't even know that I wanted. Then I was like, oh, wait a minute. I asked for that a long time ago. See, the universe remembers when you put something out there, the universe holds on to it and waits for the right moment to bless you with it. So it's truly amazing. But I'm not done. None of us are ever done. Not by a long shot. We are never done manifesting. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you're looking for a change in your life, as I was, and you want to learn how to activate the law of attraction, you've come to the right place. The Law of Attraction Network. So many shows, so many hosts, so much help, so much inspiration. Everybody that you need is here for you, and we're here to help. We're bridges. I'm a storyteller, and as many of us are, we share many true stories that have enabled us to test out the universe and experience our parts in the co-creation of our lives. So I always say this, you know, I was blessed with this podcast. It seemed like it was out of nowhere, but it was all divinely created in the right time for my highest good. I had to learn things. I'm a person who kind of pushes back a little bit. I keep pushing back, and the universe knows that. But I'm always led to where I'm supposed to be for my highest good at the right time. So I think the resistance is part of my journey. And sometimes, I mean, I've had to learn to let go, you know, how they say, let go, let God, let the universe take care of it. But I've always been a fighter. So that part, I've really had to learn how to stop resisting and stop fighting and to just let it be. So it's a great lesson to learn, and I have to just keep learning it. All right, so let's get started. Before we get started on this week's subject, I want to touch base on chakras again real quick. Last week, I talked about candles and lighting a white candle and, dealing with those all the different colors of the chakras to manifest. But I forgot to say that you can light candles of any colors. Like I go to this, we have this Italian store in Chicago, called Caputo's, and that's where I do all my shopping. But Caputo's has a lot of Italian food, but they have a whole section of candles, and they have like religious candles, and they have also candles of every color. So whenever I'm going through something and I'm like, oh, I'll be shopping for my groceries, you know, I need this, I need my Italian sausage and my peppers and my Romano cheese, I say, I need to work on something. I better go get a candle. And then I pick the candle that I need, the color that I need, whatever's going on in my life. And I put that in my shopping cart. And they're very inexpensive. And as we're speaking right now, I've got a certain color candle lit next to a white candle. So I wanted to just remind you because I forgot that last week. Okay, so this week's topic is ascension. So what does that mean anyway? What's ascension? I suppose it's just a fancy way of saying growing, changing, learning, understanding, being more aware. It's an act of rising to a higher level, It's experiencing the shift. So it's a normal process when the universal vibrational energy forces you to rise above your normal 3D existence here on Earth. It's all okay, and it's very normal. It's like your perspective changes, your understanding changes. You start paying attention how you reacted to things differently, maybe to situations or to relationships. Pay attention to your reaction and pay attention to the effect that things have on you as you grow into a more authentic version of yourself. It's kind of mind-blowing when you actually watch the change, experience the change, be aware of it. But being aware isn't all woohoo and mystical. It's really just being aware of your growth and, again, how you react to things. Maybe something or a situation bothered you before, or maybe a person bothered you before. When you ascend to a higher level, perhaps those things roll off your back now and you don't respond how you used to. Then you're like, oh, I remember a time that would have bothered me or that would have really upset me. And now it's not an issue. It's awesome, right? It's just a great feeling. You've ascended. You've grown. You've changed. Maybe you weren't aware of it, but when we let the light in, amazing things happen. When we deal with issues that used to upset us, that no longer do, that's where the growth is. That's your triggers, right? The deeper the issue, the deeper you have to dig, the more space there is for light. Light creates ascension. Light creates higher vibrations. Light creates joy. Spread your light. More joy, higher vibrations, and on and on and on. This past year during COVID, it was probably, the toughest year, right? Probably toughest year most of us ever can remember. But again, I said this many times, it was one of the most amazing opportunities for ascension. So much energy, so much shift, so much change. What an opportunity to ascend your soul. You know, your soul, the mothership. The mothership was putting out and continues to put out so many vibrations for growth. It's almost impossible to miss. But again, everything is a free choice, right? Free will equals choice. You could do really whatever you want. But being aware of your thoughts, your words, and your actions is one of the biggest gifts that you can give yourself, really. If you don't like something about it, change it. Change the thought. Change the word. Change the action. Everything is vibrational. Remember that. I will say that since I have been working so hard and I am less afraid to dig deep, I think some of the biggest opportunities for growth is when maybe one of my kids tells me something, they're not afraid to say anything to me before Liz like they used to be, and they'll call me on something. And I never was open to it because, you know, that's disrespectful and you shouldn't say that, whatever. But when they call me on something calmly and, you know, in a constructive way, I do take it to heart now. And instead of getting upset or pushing back or getting defensive, I really do take it to heart. And I take it, I go within and I try to work on it because everything is for your highest good. So when somebody, whether it's your kids or a good friend or a mate or, you know, tries to tell you something that they see for your greatest good, maybe don't take defense to it. Maybe embrace it and say, okay, you know, I may not understand what you're saying, but I'm going to take that to heart and I'm going to put it somewhere. When you're ready to dig into it, I will tell you, great things come from digging. All right. So back to ascension. When you start to notice those little gradual changes in yourself, you've ascended. Want to see more changes, more joy, more happiness? Want to lighten your load? Ascend. Don't know how? Ask your guides. Again, you got to be honest with yourself, and your internal guidance system will show you the way. Again, your triggers are a great gauge. Allow the energy and allow the change. All right. So there are many signs of ascension, and I'm going to read you a list of signs of ascension. And I have been working on this probably 10, 12, 15 years. And when I started actually understanding more and I saw this list, I was like, this makes total sense. So you can Google this, you know, signs of ascension. And I will tell you, this list was written by like a doctor, a psychologist. So they're physical signs. But again, I'll mention this a couple of times. If you're experiencing something physically, get to your doctor and get checked out. But I'm just going to throw these out. Again, this is a list that you can find anywhere. And this particular list was written by an MD. But anyway, I think this is very interesting. All right, signs of ascension. All right, so before I start, so my friends and family who are listening to this, I know that you all know that these signs will help you understand not just me, but what I'm always talking about. And I think you're going to find a lot of this makes sense in your own lives. Okay. Signs of ascension. Feeling like you're in a pressure cooker. Stressed. Disorientation. Like you don't belong. Oh, yeah. I get that one. Unusual aches and pains throughout different parts of your body. You know how sometimes you'll just certain things hurt and you don't know why they hurt. And it's almost like flu symptoms or, God forbid, COVID, but it's not. It's just ascension. Different parts of your body hurts. All right. Waking up between 2 and 4 a.m. Don't we know that one? Crazy dream states. Oh, boy, that's been me. I'll go back to that in a minute. Memory loss, transition. You're in more than one dimension. There are times where I think, well, I can't remember this or I can't remember that. What's the matter with me? Things are, you know, I'm getting old. I don't remember. But then you know what? I always know that when something leaves my brain or my memory, something else replaces it. So I really don't worry so much if I forget certain things because there's so much coming in. I'm okay with letting certain things go. So try not to judge yourself on your memory loss. Or what appears to be your memory loss. All right, here's another one that I love. Seeing and hearing things. You know, sometimes you'll see a flashing light or something from your peripheral vision, or you'll see that maybe something moved across the room and you're not crazy. You're experiencing different dimensions. I promise you, you're not crazy. Here's a good one too. Loss of identity. It's like the old you isn't there. You don't recognize yourself in the mirror. Who hasn't heard me talk about this? The people that know me. I promise you, all is in order. You're okay. Feeling out of body. You feel that like someone is talking, but it's not you. Periods of deep sleeping. I love that one. Heightened sensitivity to noise. Or sometimes you don't feel like doing anything. You're resting. It's like you're rebooting. You know how sometimes your phone is going to have an update installed and it tells you it's going to install it at night? Well, that's exactly how your body works. Your body is recharging at night and it's getting updates. I've actually been sleeping and I could actually see and feel energy being zapped into me during the night, like I'm getting uploads. And I know sometimes they'll make me go to sleep. My guides will tell me to go to sleep. I'm like, it's 8 o'clock. But I know that they want to work on me. So I listen and I go to bed. Okay, a loss of desire for food. Or you just can't do what you used to do anymore. You feel off. But I promise you, a new you is coming. Just be patient. Another one is days of extreme fatigue. Haven't we all been there? We feel like doing nothing but laying around. Up and down emotions, feeling like you just want to cry. Oh, I've been there. Wanting to go home, like you don't belong anymore. Oh, my God, this is me all the time. So I was at one of my brother's house last year, my youngest brother, and we were sitting outside on his deck, and it was at night, and there were flashing lights in the sky. You know, it looked like an airplane, but it kind of didn't look like an airplane. So he looked up, and he said, there's your spaceship coming to take you home. It's kind of a joke in my family that I'm an alien, but I actually said, yep, I'm ready anytime they are. Or feeling like you're losing it, but your awareness has been heightened and your barriers are gone. So again, you're fine. Sometimes anxiety or depression. Again, if you're feeling these feelings and you're concerned, absolutely go see a doctor. But here's one that I love. And if my best friend is listening, she knows this one. Vivid, wild dreams. That is me. I've been having the most vivid, wild dreams for the past 3 to 4 weeks. Vivid, 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 long, crazy, wild dreams every single night. Every morning she's like, so did you sleep okay? But you're releasing many lifetimes of lower vibrational energy. Another one, night sweats, hot flashes. We've all been there. Or going in a new direction suddenly. Okay, so remember, your soul knows what you don't. I promise you, through all of these ascension symptoms, you are not alone. Ascension can feel brutal, believe me, I get it. But the gifts that come out of this experience are immeasurable. When I'm really going through a tough ascension, there's so much going on, so many shifts going on in the universe right now. And if when I'm in a bad way, I'll text my teacher, Monica in Florida, who is my go-to when I'm struggling. And I'm like, Monica, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh my gosh, my dear Karen. She's so sweet. My dear Karen, I know it's yucky and it's awful. But remember, Karen, we chose this. So again, our souls know what we don't. Our job is to just trust the process. It's growing pains. It's literally growing pains. Go with it. Don't fight it. Don't resist the changes that are meant for you. So what do you do during this time? What can you possibly do when you're ascending, when you're experiencing these symptoms? Just rest. A lot of TLC, hot baths, Epsom salt, sunshine, really just isolation, alone time, and just rest. Just take care of yourself. You know, you may not know where you're headed, but trust that you're being guided. So again, I'm not a doctor. But so if you're experiencing things you're not comfortable with, absolutely consult your physician by all means. Okay. So if you have any questions about any of that, go ahead and send me an email, KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com. I'm sure we're going to talk about that again. But if you have any questions about it, go ahead and send me an email. I'll either respond to you directly, or I can respond to it on one of these shows. It doesn't matter. But okay, so I'm going to share a story with you today, this week, that I really haven't told anybody about. There's only a few people that I've ever shared the story with. That's a little bit, I don't know, it was a little touchy, a little controversial. But so I'm going to back up a little bit. I write this show on one day. Like, I'll write it. I'll write the script. I'll get my ideas, and I'll start writing, and then my guides will help me with what I'm going to say. And I kind of write like a very light, loose script, right? And then the next day, I'll let that marinate, you know. And then the next day, I'll rehearse it for time to see where I am on time. So I did it this week, and my guides told me to put this story in. The story that I've never talked about. I've never written about it. I've never talked about it. But I was like, yeah, I'm not going to share that story. So when I rehearsed this for time, I was short, like, I don't know, 8 minutes. And I'm like, okay, good. I'll throw the story in. But then when I woke up this morning on the day that I record this, I was like, yeah, I am not telling that story. I'm going to have to figure out something else. And then again, they pushed me and pushed me. So, okay, here we go. I'm going to share this story again. I really haven't talked about this before. It's a little, I've never written about it, and only a few people know about it. So, okay. So I know that what I do and what I talk about and my faith and my belief and my books or, you know, mediumship and receiving messages, it's not for everybody. I get that. I was born and raised Catholic. I made all my Catholic sacraments, but I was never really religious growing up. But I love God. I love God. I've always had a relationship with God. So if you've read any of my books, you know that I struggled with abuse, but I fought with God all the time. But guess what? Fighting with God means you believe in him. So I did. I always fought with God, but I loved him, and I demanded that he stay with me, and I demanded answers, which is a good thing, right? But I always saw angels, and I love the angels. And I never knew very much about the archangels except Michael, which, of course, we all know Michael the warrior. But during the last 10, 12, 15 years that I have been working so hard on my healing, I have really gotten to know the archangels, and I've had a lot of visitations from archangels. Okay, so saying all that, I get that what I talk about and what I write about is not for everybody. I get it. And I believe that there are, you know, a lot of people don't like it, don't believe it, don't think it's a thing, or don't think I should be doing this. And I've actually had people, I've had people actually tell me that this isn't good and it's not a thing and it's not God and be careful, whatever. But it's okay. I get it. And I don't get upset with anybody who doesn't believe it. It's fine. I am good with that. And again, I don't consider myself a practicing Catholic, but I love the angels and I love God and I love saints. And I know saints are, you know, not for everybody and they're not, but I believe what I believe. And I do love going to church. I wouldn't say I go to church on a regular basis, but whenever I go to church, I really enjoy it. It's beautiful and it's spiritual and it's all right. So the story happened about, I think it's about 2 years or 3 years, right about now. It was late March, early April. And I'm going to keep people's names out of it, but I went to church with a couple of friends of mine, not in my area, not in my parish, but just this church. And it was a very big church. And the priest was a very young, very popular priest in this community. And church was packed and he's like really popular. And we're listening to this mass and I love it. You know, I'm listening and it's a beautiful church and all the sights and sounds and all that good stuff. And as he's speaking, he's giving the homily. I see things, I hear things all the time and in church a lot. Well, as he's speaking, I began to see, watching him, I see something coming out of him. So what I saw was like from his heart, I saw a ball of light come out of his chest, like from his heart. And then it grew into a ball of light. And that was one and then two and then a third. And all three balls, two rested right above his shoulders and one behind his head. So it was like a perfect trio, like a little trilogy. All right. So I said, so I'm watching this and we're in the back of the church. It's a big church, but I know what I see. I'm not a problem knowing what I see. And I said, who are you? And they told me, and I really don't care if anybody believes this or not. This is the truth of what happened. They said, we're the Holy Trinity. And we want you to give, and I was like, oh my God, you know, because I believe, I know what I see, and I'm so overwhelmed by this beautiful lights around him. And then they said, we want you to deliver a message to this priest. And I said, oh yeah, that's not going to happen. And they said, no, here's what we want you to tell him. And they told me the message. And I said, that's very nice, but there's no way. It's a Catholic church, a Catholic priest. And by the way, it's Lent. I'm not doing this. And they said, no, you will. So I let it go for a little bit. And then they came back and said, don't forget. And I said, no, I'm not doing this. And of course, they were like, yeah, you are. And then, of course, I have to give my own excuses. And I said, well, he's really popular and I'll never get a moment with him. He's going to be swarmed after Mass. And they said, don't worry about it. So I was starting to sweat because they kept telling me, yep, you're going to do it. And I kept fighting with them. I was so scared. I tell you, I was sweating. I was shaking. My hands were sweating, the palms of my hands. So the Mass is over and he proceeds, you know, he's going down the aisle, it's the recessional, and he leaves the, you know, he's walking down towards the vestibule. And I'm like, well, thanks. And he's going to be swarmed. I'm clean. I am home free. I'm not going to do this. My girlfriend who I'm with just nudges me and she goes, come on, let's go. And I go, what? Now? She goes, yeah, let's go. Now, so we leave and there's nobody there. We leave and I'm face to face because I'm in the vestibule in a moment and there he is. He's in front of me and there's nobody around. So what am I going to do, right? I was so scared. So I went up to him and I said, Father, I received messages and I received a message from the Holy Trinity for you. And he's looking at me. His eyes are like saucers. And I said, they want me to tell you. And I told him the message. And immediately his eyes start welling up with tears. And he opens his arms and his big purple robe and puts his arms around me and hugs me so tight and whispers in my ear, "You have no idea how much I needed that." And I started crying. He was crying. And then I pulled away because I did not know what this man was going to do. He's a man of God. He's a man of cloth. Like, I really didn't know what he was going to do. Truly, is he going to kick me out? Is he going to throw holy water on me? Sorry. I mean, no disrespect, but I really did not know, because I was told that this is not a thing of the Catholic Church, but here I am delivering this message. So he releases me and he looks at me again and he said, "I cannot thank you enough." And I said, "Father, thank you." And he said, "God bless you." And I said, "God bless you, Father." And we're both crying. So I run, because I'm sweating and I am overwhelmed by this moment, this gift that I was given to give to somebody else, and this gift that this man gave me. And I run outside to the big steps of the church, and my girlfriend and my two friends behind greet the priest, and they come outside and they said, "What the heck just happened? What did you say to him?" And I was still shaking and crying, and I said, "I just got this message to deliver to this to this wonderful priest." And we were crying, and I thought, this has to be, yes, it was a blessing, and it was a blessing for him, because who knows when he was putting on his robe that morning, what was going through his mind? Who knows what he prayed for? He might have said, "God, please show me a sign," whatever, right? And then what a gift it was that I was gifted this gift to give to him. But yes, it was a gift for him. But it was a gift for me as well, because it showed me that I am doing God's work. And it's not a religious, this has nothing to do with religion. God is God is God is God. Angels are angels, angels. Messengers are messengers. And we are all messengers. We are all, this is not about me. This is about all of us. We all receive messages when somebody needs to hear something, and we say something to them that makes their day. When somebody gives us something that we had prayed for, we are all messengers. Somebody told me recently, because I have lost some friends, I'll be honest, I mean, this isn't for everybody, and it's not everybody gets it, not everybody believes in it. And I had a cousin recently who read all three of my books, and she's been just struggling, and she's just a wonderful, beautiful woman. And she said to me, "Karen, if this wasn't you, I wouldn't believe any of this. I've read all your books. I wouldn't believe it if it wasn't you." And I said, "I know, but it's all true." And so somebody said to me recently, "You're so brave." And yes, I am brave. I feel brave, but it isn't me. I pray for this bravery. I pray for it. And so what I want to leave you with today is to do the same. Be brave. Step outside of your comfort zone. I was so scared that day. I'm telling you, I felt like I was going to throw up. I felt like I could get out of it by throwing up and fooling God and just fainting, but he wasn't having it. So if I could just leave you with anything today is, don't be afraid. Even if you're scared, even if your hands are sweating, if you're told to do something or make make a change or step through a door, just pray for help and you will get it. I promise you, that priest prayed for something that morning and he got it. But I prayed for something too, and he gave me so much. I don't even think he realized how much I was given that day, because it was confirmation that no matter what people say, or people roll their eyes at me or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's okay. But it doesn't matter, because I know what I was sent to do, and we each know what we're sent to do. Be brave and don't be afraid. If you can help somebody, just do it. If it's uncomfortable for you, or if you're scared, pray for help. Ask for help. Come to me. I don't know. Ask for help. I promise you, it will be delivered to you in a way that you could never even imagine. So that's a story that I really haven't told many people, and I've never written about it, and I never was sure I was ever going to share it, because it seems so controversial, because it was about the church and oh my God, what would a priest, but this was a priest, and I thought, oh my gosh, if that is not a sign from God that I am going in the right direction, that I delivered a message to a Catholic priest in church during Lent, boom. Okay, so that's my show for today. I thank you so much for supporting me and for inspiring me and for inspiring others and for keeping your beautiful lights shining brightly to help others and to be brave and be inspired and inspire and don't give up. I'm always here. If you want to set up a private appointment with me, go ahead. Email me. I'd love to hear from you. Karen Rizzo at lightsup@gmail.com. Questions or anything, just reach out to me. I'd love to answer any questions you have. I hope I haven't offended anybody today, but that's my truth. And I just do what I'm told to do. So I resist less, hopefully, and I try to be braver. So thank you so much for listening. Be brave. Keep those beautiful lights shining brightly. Until next week, Lights Up.
Thanks for listening to Lights Up with Karen Rizzo. Please join us next week for another great show. If you have a question to ask on her show, please visit her website at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com.